Hi. In this video, we're going to be talking about how to create a VPN gateway for your virtual network. Now you need a virtual network gateway or a VPN gateway to successfully connect your virtual networks in Azure to your on-premises environment. You can either choose to connect your virtual network to your on-premises environment using a site-to-site VPN or using ExpressRoute. Either way, the process is very similar. I will walk you through the process of how to create a VPN gateway and be able to connect them back to your premises using ExpressRoute. So let's get started. As a prerequisite, you should have created a virtual network in your subscription. Please review the video on how to create a virtual network for your subscription. In this case, I've created a virtual network called MyDemoVNet. Now let's get started on the process of creating a VPN gateway for this virtual network. You can click on the New button here to get to the list of services that we have in Azure. Select Networking. And then you can get to the Virtual Network tab here. You will have to provide some pieces of information before you get going. The first is a name for your virtual network gateway. I'm going to call it my ERVPNGW. I'm going to put it in the virtual network that I already have. It's going to list all the virtual networks that I have. I'm going to pick MyDemoVNet. It needs a public IP address as an endpoint to basically configure and route and do things. If you do not already have one, no worries. We will be able to create one off of this blade. I'm going to create public IP for this virtual network. I'm going to call it my ERVPNGWVIP. It's going to create that IP address. Then I'm going to have to specify the type of VPN gateway that you need. We are going to create an ExpressRoute gateway for this. So I have selected ExpressRoute here. This is going to be placed in this subscription and the resource group that we already have. We have to pick the name that matches the resource group. It has also been placed in the US West region. The process to create a virtual network gateway gets started. Now, our virtual network gateway is a collection of many VMs running in Azure that enables cross-premises connectivity for your virtual network. It takes a little bit of time to set up those virtual machines. This process may take up to 30 to 40 minutes. So let's wait a few minutes and get back to configuring the VPN gateway. Okay, so the VPN gateway has been successfully provisioned. You can see that in the Service Management portal. And you can see all of the characteristics of the VPN gateway. If you were to create a site-to-site VPN, you would use the public IP address of the VPN gateway to have a connection set up or a VPN tunnel set up. Since this is an express route, the public IP address is of not much use in this scenario. Please view our next video on how to connect your virtual network to your express route circuit using a VPN gateway. Thank you.